Blog Talk Radio.
One of the most difficult things to do is find yourself in a storm. While in that storm, it seems like everyone who you thought you could count on has walked away. Sometimes it seems like even God himself has forgotten about you. But in spite of that, you'll still be able to lift your hand.
Good evening. I hope all is well with everyone tonight. I am Mary Hollis, the director of the Next Chapter Widow Ministry, a ministry in embracing widows. The purpose of our ministry is to exemplify love to widows through regular encouragement and information about the many decisions of the first 3 years. Our scripture reads, "Honor widows that are widows indeed." 1 Timothy 5:3. The month of June, we will continue to talk about trusting God. And tonight, we will talk about trusting God in dark places. The scripture I will read from tonight will be Psalms 23. And the first one will be Psalm 23:4. Even though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. I will also read Psalms 21 in depth from the New International Version. My computer decided to freeze for a moment. But anyway, getting back to Psalms, the 23rd chapter, and the New International Version. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He maketh me to lie down in green pasture. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right path for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod, your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anointed my head with oil. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. In the house of the Lord, every day he will give me one more thing to hold on to. Just one second. I'm sorry. My computer, my protectionist wants to act up tonight and wants to take away the screen. I apologize for this interruption. But let me go back over this one more time so I can go over the way I plan to talk about it. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. That God can take care of everything. There's not nothing that he can cannot take care of. He makes me lie down in green pasture. He leads me beside the still water. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right path for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkness of valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anointed my head with oil. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord. I also would like to read the end of the 23rd verse coming from the Amplified Version and what it says. Surely our only goodness, mercy, and unfailing love shall follow me all the days of my life. And through the length of the days, the Lord, in the house of the Lord, and his presence shall be dwelling, my dwelling place. Let me read that again. Surely goodness, mercy, and unfailing love. That's what Jesus is saying to us. Shall follow me all the days of my life. He will never stop. He will never leave us. His love will always be there. And through the length of my days in the house of the Lord, and his presence shall be my dwelling place. We can always find love, comfort, and peace in God's dwelling place. So whenever you feel like you're in the darkest time in your life, just read the 23rd Psalm. You can read it the King James Version or the New International Version, or you can go to Amplified Version. But it will give you that comfort that you need. Every follower of Jesus Christ sometimes faces dark days of depression and despair. For a time, you were aware of the living presence of the Lord, but your enthusiasm is dampened by indifference, and you become satisfied with the spirit, with your spiritual life. You need a fresh experience with God to drive the darkness from your life. You need his Holy Spirit to keep you from becoming insensitive and careless. In the month of May, we talked about the Holy Spirit. If we allow the Holy Spirit to lead and guide us and live within us, you will get that peace and comfort that you need. It'll keep you from becoming insensitive and careless. He's the only one who can restore your intimate fellowship with him. In the darkness of doubt, cling to your faith in an unchanging God. No matter how your moods and emotions fluctuate, God's love for you remains steadfast, strong, and secure. You can always depend on God. His love is everlasting, unceasing love. unconditional love, and even though you feel far from him, he's always close to you. He always finds ways to let you know that he's still there for you. One benefit of going through the dark places of life is the appreciation it brings when you once again experience the light and sunshine of God's love. When you have gone through the storm and gotten through, you can sit back and even meditate and think about how he got you through that point in your life. And you knew that it was no one but God. You didn't even believe that you would get through it. But you did. With God's loving and everlasting love, unconditional love, God is able to use even the darkest experience on that you've experienced, and it will benefit and bless someone else. Many times when you go through something, when you talk about it to someone else, they'll say, that makes me feel so good to know that there's someone else going through what I'm going through or what I went through. It gives me strength to knowing that I should have enough strength to go forward. So just knowing that your storm is going to help someone else's storm. Let's also talk about a life based on trust, because this is what we're talking about for the month of June, trusting God. And tonight we're trusting God in the darkest places. For I have learned to be content whatever the circumstances. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. That's coming from Philippians 4:11-12. Many timid people become slaves of everyone else's opinion. They agree with every and any viewpoint, regardless of how different they may be. They never have a definite opinion about anything, but prefer to remain unnoticed. They lose confidence in God and themselves. Life becomes increasingly complicated because they try to please everyone. Sometimes we tend to do that. It's some way to fulfill our own needs. As a follower of Jesus Christ, you have power at your disposal that enables you to tackle life positively and constructively. Remember that discipleship is based on faith that finds expression in deeds, not on your feelings. Focus on the fact that God loves you, even though you might be experiencing your darkest hour in your life. Acknowledging that he will never leave you, even though you may not be aware of his presence. And many times we do feel that way. When we're in our darkest hour, even though we believe in God, we can have doubt at that moment, feeling that, where is he? Where is that? Where is God at? Where is he? Even though I'm trying to hold on to his faith, but he doesn't seem to be here. If you're having problems like paying a bill and you don't have the money to pay the bill and your lights are getting ready to be turned off, your gas bill, your telephone, and you're praying and asking God, please help me to get through this. And he doesn't seem to answer you. But at the last hour, of that happening. Money comes from somewhere. Maybe some in the mail, a friend or family members can lend it to you. Maybe you win some money. But even though it always seems to work out for you just before the last hour. So we just have to keep that faith that he will never leave us or forsake us. We must keep that confidence and increase that level of confidence each and every day, that trust that we need to hang on to. There will be no situation that you will not be able to handle through Christ's wisdom and power. There goes the Holy Spirit again. That wisdom and power, that's where we get that wisdom and power from, the Holy Spirit. We need to continue to let the Holy Spirit live within us because it will empower us to get stronger in faith and believe that God will never leave us or forsake us. Trust. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't depend on your own understanding. That's coming from Proverbs 3:5. Continue to have trust in the Lord. Never give up on him, because he will always be there for you. As you look back on the journey you have traveled, recall the times you place hope and confidence in God and how he has gotten you through other storms. Continue to hit the rewind button. And that will help you to remember and to go forward and trust in God. He will always be there throughout whatever situation that you may be going through. Don't stop trusting in him. He will work it out every step of the way if we will continue to have confidence in him and that trust that we need to continue to hold on to. And he will make miracles happen in our life. Because faith, we have to also have the faith. Because faith requires trust. And trust requires faith. It goes hand in hand. Many people think that true faith is an untenable dream. They will sometimes reluctant admit that other people's faith is rewarded, but their doubts whether faith will work in their own lives. The Bible provides us with ample proof of reality and rewards of faith in the lives of ordinary people. One of the great misconceptions about true faith is that you can simply ask what you want from God and then sit down and wait for it to happen. How many of us can do that? To sit back and wait for it to happen. The disciple once labored hard throughout the night without catching any fish. They were experiencing fishermen. They were experienced fishermen and knew that there were no fish to catch. Yet at Jesus' word, they let down the net once more. According to the scripture, they caught so many fish that the net began to break. And so their faith was rewarded. When you lay a matter before God, you should first trust him so much that you will be willing to accept his will and be obedient to the promptings of his spirit, the quickness of his spirit. Forget about what other think may say. Trust God unconditionally, and He will reward your faith. Faith requires trust, and trust requires faith. Does anyone in our radio audience has anything that they would like to say tonight? Share with me. We had a wonderful time on our retreat last week in Myrtle Beach. And many of us have gained, the Holy Spirit came into our lives and gave us reassurance to go forward, knowing that God is with us. We felt His presence and His love and His comfort, and we knew that He was there. And we came back to Atlanta knowing that we can go forward. We can go on without our spouse. He continued to supply our needs and our wants and our desires. I think that what we got from that retreat was not just having fun, but the Holy Spirit giving us hope, comfort, and that faith and trust that He wants us to have. We can go forward. We can conquer the world. Yes, at times we're going to sometimes have some moments where we are sad and lonely, but if we ask that Holy Spirit to get rid of those feelings and go forward and trust and believe that we can get through the next day, one day at a time, we will. And I just want you to, this week, to concentrate on those two words. Faith requires trust, and trust requires faith. And just knowing that if you do that, God will show you the rest. He will show you the peace that you need in this week. If you ask Him to have faith and trust in Him more, let that Holy Spirit work within you. We only have a few more minutes before our show ends. I just wanted to encourage you and also spread the word about our show. Encourage others to call in. Wherever they are in the United States, they can. Give them another number and share this with them. And I hope that you've been blessed with trust, talking about trust and faith tonight. I just want you to be blessed and be encouraged by this ministry and share it with others. And if you would like to come on the air and speak at any time, feel free to do so and give us your opinion and what we need to do to improve it. Sometimes we do have a little bit of technical difficulty that is not controllable, and I hope that you will excuse that, and just knowing that this talk show that we have, there's no cost, and with no cost, sometimes we do have problems. We hope that we can begin to go to the next level with this show in the sense of advancing our way of bringing this show, this ministry to your air, to you. So just knowing that we are trying to improve in every way that we can. But when something is free, there's always room for problems and so forth. But we hope that in the last year and a half that you have enjoyed this show, and just encourage others to share it also. And we will continue to try to do our best to bring encouraging words to you and also guest speakers. And want you to have a great week. Continue to tune in each week, every Tuesday from 11 to 11:30 p.m. And have a blessed week. And I will, before you leave the airway, listen to this song. And it's dealing with trust. And I'm hoping that you will hear it as clear as I can hear it here. So I will begin. Just 1 second. And I hope that you will enjoy it as we end this program tonight.
It's so hard because everything that I see tells me not to believe.
Everything that I see tells me not to believe.
You're gonna do it. I don't know when you're gonna show up, but God, I know you're gonna do it.